Okay, so we are recording, and why don't you start out by telling me a little bit about what's going on with the budget?
Actually, it looks pretty good right now. I mean, not, you know, extremely good. We certainly don't have a major overage, but we're not in the red, which we were this time last year. So it looks like our revenues, our projected revenues, are $10,428,529. Our expenditures, $10,389,527. And that leaves us with a surplus of $39,002. So I say surplus. It's never a surplus because there's always some place for it to go, but at least we're starting out in a little bit better shape, we think.
And wasn't it just a couple months ago that you were saying things looked kind of bad?
Yeah, they did. And they still, you know, they could still look kind of bad by the time we get through this year. You know, we've still got some expenses and everything from this year that we're not through with yet. But projected for next year, it looks a little bit better. So hopefully we've gotten some of the bigger things out of the way.
Great. Have you guys started receiving your use tax yet?
No, we don't start. We don't know how to project that. We've projected it, but hopefully it'll come in better. I hope ours comes in like the county's has, and it's a lot better than what we think. So we won't get ours until, well, I get it this month. Actually, I started to say till the 1st of September, but that's what this is. So it should start this month.
Great. And the project, there was a presentation given on it. Will you just take me through a timeline with what the city still needs to do?
We will have a public hearing in front of the council on September 16th prior to the council meeting. Then they will have opportunity to vote on the project on the 16th as well, and whether or not they approve it. Planning and zoning has already approved the zoning change for the project. So.
Well, anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I just wanted to remind everyone again and also to let all your listeners know to please be sure and join us on the weekend of the 14th and 15th when the Battle of Marshall celebrates its 150th anniversary. There's all kinds of things going on both days that surely someone out there can find something here they want to do because there'll be all kinds of activities. They begin actually on Friday. We have a chuck wagon dinner and then there's some entertainment on the square, and I would quote who's going to be here, but I would get it wrong because I don't have my paper in front of me.
There's a website, isn't there?
Yes, there is a website, Battle of Marshall, so that it will have everything on it, and we'd just like to invite everybody to come and enjoy the fun with us.
Perfect.